What's happening? What's happening? It's your boy Party Hard, and welcome to another episode of the 100 Show. Sit back. We got a good show for you today, so I hope you got a minute to tell a friend and tell a friend. Come check in and hang out with your boy Party Hard at the 100 Show. Gang. Yeah, it's gonna be explosive in this. You already know what time it is. Hold your hats around this raggedy. Somebody breath stank. Talk about it. What's happening? What's happening? What's going on, everybody, man? Shout out to all my haters. You got to shout out the haters first, man. All my peoples, 100, y'all already know what it is. Gang. That's all I'm saying. What's happening, man? What's going on? I want to tap in here real quick, man. You know, sometimes this is when we take, you know, those serious conversations sometimes that we have on the tube sometimes. They get broken up with the comments and people interjecting and saying different things. And I don't get me wrong. We love that. We love the interaction. But sometimes we need to just sit and just get a thought out. And then, you know, with this situation, with this platform right here, you can call in and leave questions. I mean, you can call in and leave messages. Not call in per se, but you can, like, on the series, if you watch an episode and you want to leave a question or you have something you think that you want me to talk about, we can do that. That feature is there. So we go, you know, do separate this from the tube. Today is also Friday. How we love Fridays. We love Fridays, man. Friday's thing. So all you take the head niggas and niggas, come on, man. Gonna cut it out. Some of y'all off for the weekend. Some of y'all still shaking the mother. I'm just saying, man. If you still moving and shaking, you're moving up and down the highway trying to knock the 11 down. It's a little bit of, you know, a little bit of convo, random convo from the P to the mother H. You know, because we do be kicking it sometimes. We have some good stuff. Now, we was talking about going to, where? I forgot where we was talking about going. Where was we supposed to be going, man? Not Haiti, but Dominican Republic. That's it, Dominican Republic. Now, we was talking about setting up the trip to go to Dominican Republic. Everybody say they're going, but you know how it is. Hey, man, I'm going, man. Hey, man, but this is going to cost $700. Oh, I can't go now. God damn. I mean, we told you, like, it was going to cost some money, bro. Like, what, you thought it was going to be free? We're taking the trip, bro. You got to have your money together. So, I mean, you know, I hope everybody can join us. I hope we have a good crew going over there so we can have a good time. We haven't actually sat it down. My partner and his wife, you know, they get deals on the package and stuff like that. So we're going to get the package put together, and we'll let you know. If you're interested, jump on it. If not, then you know what it is. Miss me with the bullshit. I'm not trying to hear that. Get up out of here with it. Miss me. Keep it moving. Okay? Keep it moving. Now, watch this video, right? And, you know, I like to try to tell you, sometimes, you know, a lot of things that we should be told and a lot of things that we should be given as black people, we don't know about. You know, things as far as history goes and, you know, things that have happened in history. And I seen this video and it was like, wow, it was something that I didn't know. You know, something I didn't know. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this video for you. Hold on. First of all, let me get in a situation where I can pull the video up. This is crazy. It's just crazy, man. That's all I'm saying. It's madness. I don't even have the shit together, but I'm already saying, hey, man, let's go and get it together. I know I'm doing something else right now because the beautiful thing with this, you can't see what's going on. So I actually have two or three different things going on when I should be opening the video up, but we're not near that right now. So I'm going to get the video together in about 2.2 seconds. Just matter of fact, just give me a minute. We're going to come back with the video. We back. And now I finally got the video that I had. I told you I was supposed to have it earlier, but I didn't have it right here handy. I actually have it handy now so you can watch this. This was something new to me, and I think this is something important, and I think this should be shared. So I'm going to just play the video, and after the video, we go have a brief little discussion about it. So if you got a minute, just sit back, and I'm going to play this video, so I just want you to listen to it, okay? Here we go.
This is Lake Lanier. It's a lake in Forsyth County, Georgia, where people go swimming and boating and fishing and do a bunch of other lakey things. But before it was Lake Lanier, it was a town called Oscarville, Georgia. Now, Oscarville was a thriving, predominantly black community with a church, a school, and dozens of homes. Until the year 1912, when a very bad thing happened. Oh, two very bad things. In 1912, two black teenagers were accused of rape They were tried, convicted, and sentenced to death in a single day. And after they were executed, a mob of white men terrorized, drove out, or killed all the black people in the surrounding area. And they did that until the entire black community of Oscarville disappeared. The county went from having over 1,000 black residents in 1912 to zero in 1920. That story is so sad, it makes this story look like a comedy. After the black community had been run off, the white people of Forsyth County said, you know what we could use? A big old lake. So they made one, right where the town of Oscarville had just been. They flooded the area and literally covered up the entire town with water. This is what it looks like right now. But the town is still under there. The homes and churches and schools, they're still down there. And now people go boating on top of them. Compared to that, this is truly a rom-com. Now, you might be thinking, what a weird, isolated incident. But just like the rat who ate the pizza in the subway, this story is both crazy and common. Ever heard of Collegia, Alabama? It was once a thriving black community with a black college, the first black railroad, and literally hundreds of family homes. Today, it's Lake Martin. At least they had the decency to name it after a black person. And if you think this kind of thing only happened in the South, let me introduce you to a place called Central Park. It's named after that coffee shop on Friends. Central Park used to have a black community in it called York Hill. But the city of New York destroyed York Hill so that they could build the Central Park Reservoir. Because if there's one thing New York needs, it's another place for ducks to hang out. But if you come here, don't try to feed those ducks. They are very aggressive. Mess around and lose a finger. Now, when the residents of York Hill were kicked out of their homes, they fled to another black community nearby called Seneca Village. And then a few years later, New York destroyed Seneca Village too so that they could build Central Park on top of it. The craziest part of this story is that I work a few blocks away from a place where the government disappeared two black communities. And until recently, I didn't know about any of it. You know why? Because it worked. They tried to erase black communities and they came way too close. But now there are people doing the research. So we are finally learning about places like Henry and McKee Islands, which is now located under Lake Guntersville in Alabama, and Vanport, Oregon, which is now located under Delta Park. And all of these towns, which are currently literally underwater.
Wow.
Hey, wait, hold on. What was that last one? Old Neversink. That's a real place. Well, if we've learned one thing today, it's never assume something is unsinkable. There are over 100 drowned American towns, and many were destroyed in the name of something called development-induced displacement. That's when people have to leave their homes so the government can develop things like dams or parks or lakes. This happens to both white and black people, but historically when it happens, black people and other people of color are undercompensated for their property or not compensated at all. The theory is that the short-term bad effects are worth the long-term benefits for the community, but it's not fair if the long-term gain is mostly for white people. Now, luckily, there's a solution. It's a very complicated system. It involves a series of, who am I kidding? Cut some dang checks. That's it. If you're going to kick black people out of their homes, make sure they have the money to stay on their feet. Cut a dang check. And yes, you can pay their descendants too, because generational wealth is one of the many things that is destroyed when you put black communities underwater. So cut a dang check. These drowned towns are part of the black American history they don't want to teach you. It's ugly and it's gross and we don't even know all of it. And the more we find out, the harder it is to love this place that would do those things to so many people. And if you're feeling this way, which I often do, you can try loving what this country could become instead. Our history may be full of pain, but our future?
So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and get into a discussion about this video. Y'all stay tuned. Yeah, back. We back up in this joint. One more game. Now, y'all remember we had that? I just played that video for you, and that was something. When I called that, I was like, wow, you know, that's just something I didn't know. That's something they're not gonna teach you in school, because, like I said, it's ugly. America, you know, she's done a lot of things and she continues to do a lot of things, but one thing, you know, we're about is truth. And I just wish that America would just tell the truth of a lot of things that have been done. When we see certain things, and, you know, other people who aren't of our ethnicity, they think that, are we begging or something like that? No, just I want everybody to have a firm understanding. I think everybody should have a firm understanding on what's been done so they can see what happened. Let's go to the housing market, okay? Now, back in the game, you had some people who wanted to develop these subdivisions, you know, housing subdivisions as you see them now today. And, you know, they told them, say, okay, you can build these. So they had to go to the federal housing market, federal housing agency, whatever, federal housing agency, whoever is over that. It's the federal housing agency or authority. I'm not sure which one it is, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. And they told them, listen, you can build these houses, but you can't sell them. You can't sell them to black people. And when you sell these houses, you can't let black people buy them and move in these neighborhoods. These houses, when they bought these houses, a black family of a median income could afford these houses. These houses were at the time were about $100,000. Well, over time, you know, with equity and stuff like that, these houses are $300,000 and $400,000. Black families were cut out of that. No, the generational wealth, whew, taken right away from them. Swipe right from their feet. At the time, they could do the same stuff, but what the opportunity was taken away. To just have a house, a decent house for their family, just like everybody else. But no, that wasn't, no, we can't do that. For what reason, whatever reason they had or whatever they thought, or however they felt, it just, it's so many different terms when you see that America just had put a foot on the black American's neck. And it's, if you want to put your foot on my neck, put your foot on my neck. But don't hide it. Don't act like you're not doing it. Don't act like you haven't done it. Don't not acknowledge the damage that you've done and the damage that you caused, because it's generations. It's not just back then the damage. This is generational damage that you've caused, and yet you say nothing. Yet you feel like you owe nothing. But Barack Obama, when he got in office, the first thing he did is went, you know, everybody talking about the gay and lesbians. Oh, we need to do this and that for them. You've been beating up color folk and missing, using, abusing them. We got to get in line behind them. I think, the president now, Biden, he just put something in for the Asians because they came out with COVID. So people started, you know, hazing the Asians. Now they put a law in for them. When are we going to get to the color folk? The Emmett Till bill, we're still waiting on that to get passed. We're still waiting on that to get passed. It seems like when it comes to us, like, it's, you know, we can't do that. Not right now. That's not important. Well, it is. And a big problem in this whole shit, in this whole situation is, we as a people refuse to stick together. That's why they will continue to do the things that they have done, and they're going to continue on doing them. Because we as a people will not look at each other brother, as sister and brother. We look at each other as enemies. And it's a mindset that we have to break. It's a conditioning that we have to get out of. This is not what it is. Until we unify as a people, we can never move forward. We can never move forward. And that's the biggest problem in the community, because we fail to acknowledge the fact that we need to be on a united front in order for us to move forward. In order for us to get anything really accomplished, we have to be one body. And we're not. One of the rules of thumbs is divide and conquer. We are definitely divided, and we are definitely conquered people. When is it going to change? When are we going to rise up and try to do better? But there's so many things that are set out in front of you and set against you, so many obstacles. Some people look at it and feel defeated. They feel down. But I say you should feel empowered. You should feel strong that somebody thinks that you're that much of a threat. They do anything that they can to hold you down. This should make you feel great. I will not let nobody stop me or let anything that has been done dictate the way my life is lived, the way I live my life. And I encourage you to do the same thing. We see everything that's been done. We know everything that's been going on now, but we still yet we have to rise above that. If we stick together, can't nothing stop us. I wish we would get that thought process. I really do. As a people, I wish we would get that. Maybe one day we're not here yet, but I'm going to keep talking about it, and hopefully it catches on, and hopefully other people keep talking about it. Hopefully it spreads like the foolery that spreads. Hopefully something that can move us forward, hopefully that'll spread throughout the community. That's what I'm waiting on. That's what I'm waiting on. Man, I'm not going to hold y'all up, man. I just want to jump in here real minute, real quick. And interject on something, man, that I seen that I thought that we all should see, that we all should know. Because like I said, a lot of the true history is not told to us. It's not in the book. It's hidden. Hopefully never be seen. Y'all give me a minute. We'll be right back. What's happening? What's happening? It's your boy Party Hub. We back. Come on up in here one more game. Yeah, let it ring out in this one. Come on back in here one more game, man. We're gonna go ahead and wrap this thing on up, man. I'll come in here and talk to y'all for a quick second before we take off, man. We got some other things to do. You know, we got loads to run and people to holler at and kids to talk to and take care of, you know. So we gotta get on up out of here, man. I hope you enjoyed the discussion today, and I hope that you go looking. Try to find other things, the stories that are not told, the history that we should know, but nobody knows or talks about it. It's out there. We have to look and research and find, but just know it's there. Just know it's there. And we all should know it, not just as black people, but as all people. We should all know what's done, what has been done. And we should all, you know, just acknowledge that. Not to say, you know, I'm not asking you for a handout. I ask you to give me nothing. I'm just asking you to have respect for what's been done to my people. It's your boy Party Hard, man. Y'all stay safe. Stay sucker. Motherfucking freak. We gone, man.